my family. Family, man. This is the conniver. This is the con artist. This is Dirty Harry. Myself, Slim Shady. This is Swifty McVeigh. And this is Bizarre Kid. My family right here.
Not content with acting, making mega-selling solo albums and all the other associated aspects of his high-profile career, Eminem kept himself even more busy between albums by releasing a separate long player with his Detroit crew, namely D12. He had known the group before he became a global household name, so it was a natural progression to work with them again. The members of the crew were steeped in underground credibility and had varying degrees of profile already. Bizarre had released a solo track, Attack of the Weirdos. Proof had put a single out. Swifty was part of the Rabies crew, and Conniver was part of Da Brigade crew. But this was their first cooperative album. The 6MC group had been the first signing to Eminem's Shady Records label. Each MC had two identities, as with Eminem and Slim Shady. Alongside Slim were the characters of Bizarre, Con Artist, Proof, Conniver, and Swifty. The group openly admired the gunslingers of the old Wild West and considered themselves to be the lyrical slingers of the modern era. One founder member, Bugs, had unfortunately passed away, and his last wish was for Swifty to be included in the crew, which he duly was. All members now sport a tattoo bearing Bugs' name in remembrance. Eminem was keen to point out the difference between D12's music and his own. Although he acknowledged the similar tone in terms of rhyming skills, he claimed that while his lyrical content was more political and sarcastic, D12 focused more on what he called gun-busting and shooting and stabbing shit. However, he also said the group were all about having fun and enjoying themselves, and that they especially liked to clown around in the studio. Despite this, D12's music was much more gritty than Eminem's, although again this didn't seem to have a negative effect on its subsequent commercial success. The group's first single was the romantically titled Shit On You, which contained a B-side disrespecting Everlast, formerly of House of Pain. This was followed 2 months later by Quitter, before the third single, the ultra-pop rap of Purple Pills, proved to be far more successful, catapulting D12 into the upper echelons of the charts worldwide, albeit only after being renamed Purple Hills to mask over the suggestive original title. The accompanying video was a surreal, multicoloured MTV-friendly collage that helped to considerably boost sales. The aforementioned feud with Everlast was heightened on the D12 album with lyrical snipes on the track Girls. Another diss was also aimed at Eminem's former friends Fred Durst and DJ Lethal of former touring partners Limp Bizkit. It seems that Lethal was originally scheduled to appear on an Everlast baiting track for the D12 album, but decided against this, leaving Eminem to call him and Durst both cowards and sissies on the above album track. Although he had lost some of his lyric ideas for this collaborative album when his notebook went missing, D12's debut album, Devil's Night, was still released on schedule in June 2001, to considerable acclaim and substantial sales, the title being a colloquialism for Detroit. The record debuted at the top of the Billboard charts, shifting an impressive 372,000 units in 1 week. This wasn't surprising, really. Aside from having the world's most high-profile rapper on board, all the hip-hop credentials were there to make the album a winning formula. There was production work by Eminem, of course, but there were also contributions from Dr. Dre and Rock Wilder. Eminem's old cohorts, FBT's Mark and Jeff Bass, also chipped in on production duties. Dre assisted on 3 tracks, although this was largely the only work he completed with Eminem during this period. D12 was absolutely not just a cameo project for Eminem, however. When the band announced they were to tour on the latest Warped set of dates, which would then be followed up by a string of their own shows, he made sure he could appear at as many of these gigs as possible. Following a dozen Warped shows, D12 headed over to Europe, where they played to sold-out crowds every night for many weeks. So frantic was the reception that at one August 2001 festival show in Scotland, D12's headlining set had to be halted for 30 minutes after there was a serious crowd crush at the front of the stage. 45 fans were hurt in the surge, but luckily none of the injuries were serious. For someone who is so reviled by authority, the local police issued a statement noting that Eminem and D12 had all been extremely helpful in assisting security and trying to control the situation. A fall 2001 tour also went ahead to rave reviews, supported by Cottonmouth Kings, although Eminem was not able to make these dates due to heavy work commitments with his debut feature film.